In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
What a nice dance in the studio we just had.
That was really fun.
And we needed that.
It's,
hi, Steve.
It's like we rehearsed it.
It is, but we
shame
didn't.
Shame it's radio.
We weren't really, we're not that good though if we did
guys,
rehearse it.
Guys, no, hold the line.
Oh, sorry,
we're
sorry.
We're great.
Soph did a flip.
Yes. Theater
Steve
of the mind.
Did a handstand.
Promise it was great. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing good, thanks. I'm doing good. I went to rewatch one battle after another on the weekend.
Wow.
Went to see it at IMAX. Currently, it's ended its IMAX run, but do keep an eye out for it. Can't recommend enough how great an experience that was. And while I was waiting for the elevator down, the rocket elevator to take me down to the ground floor of Event Queen Street, I heard about 10 seconds of the Taylor Swift movie coming out of an adjoining cinema.
I'm sorry. The what?
Well,
and I'm sure you loved that.
The lyric videos and music video and behind the scenes of her new album.
Wait, there's another movie?
People are paying money to see this?
People are paying money, but I don't think it's actually a movie. It sounds like it's a very calculated cash grab and go commerce.
Right.
It looks like it's probably sucked about... like maybe around 400k out of the New Zealand box office over the last week.
You're kidding.
And I think, look, if I and a whole bunch of fans were looking forward to an album coming out and I could sit in the theatre and feel a sense of connection and hypothetically it's a good idea, this one's not for me.
Very charitable of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I was feeling also quite jangly after one battle after another. There is a visually powerful sequence about 10 minutes before the film closes that on the giant IMAX screen, it felt like I was on a roller coaster. So I was not in the zone.
That's very
jarring.
Am I
ever in the zone? Who can say?
You're in the zone sometimes.
Tell you what, I'm in the zone for Show Me Shorts right now.
Yes.
That was opening night last night at the Civic. Was an awesome evening. And it's now running across Tamaki until the 26th of October. Not consistently, it's in a bunch of different locations. Recommend you go to the Show Me Shorts website, showmeshorts.co.nz, to find out exactly where it's up. But there are sessions coming to Academy, The Vic, Loptal House, Monterey Howick, Matakana Cinemas, Beachside Takapuna, The Bridgeway, The Capitol, Waiheke Island Cinema, all over the bloody shop. What I thought I'd do today is just mention a couple more highlights from this year's program, things that I've particularly enjoyed. It's screening tonight at the Academy, and just to reiterate, these films screen as parts of curated sessions. So you go and watch an hour and a half-ish of short films. A habit that I think the audience has grown increasingly used to, and it's really nice to see things of this format on a big screen with the presentation they deserve. So at the Academy tonight is screening as a collection called My Kind is a film called The Charm of the Magpies. This is made by Liam McGurran. He's a former 48 Hours Grand National Champion. It's an animated film, features some birds, unsurprisingly
no
given the
way.
Title. And this was made as part of his prize package for winning 48 Hours. So it's post-production at Park Road Post. Simon Ward, who you may also know as the director of Amamelia's awesome animated music videos, is a producer of this. Really charming animated film with some interesting sort of local angles to it. Joe Loney of Super Guru fame, as well as a couple of previous kind of gross shorts. There's one called Shout at the Ground, which is lots of spewing. There's one called Honk If You're Horny, about a horny taxi driver. He's gotten back in a taxi.
Sure.
Absolutely. I mean, it sounds more charming than it is in real life, I'm sure. Joe's gotten back in the taxi for a short called Flag Fall. This is more sort of explicitly horror-tinged. Got some good jump scares, some kind of good unsettling creeping under the skin vibes. It's playing as part of a program called Nightlife, I think some of the other films in that collection are a bit more like good nightlife. This is more creepy nightlife. You can catch that at the suitable time of 8:30 p.m. this Saturday at the Academy. And there's a there's also a collection called Award Winners. All of the nominees for Best Director, Best Film, Best Actor, etc. are out, and those are announced on Sunday. You can see a collection that just pulls together the films that won those awards, also at the Academy on Sunday at 6 p.m. And one other to spotlight would just be The Sampler. As the title suggests, this is just a collection of various things. It's not themed along a particular line. It's just a bit of a grab bag of good bits and pieces. A really good starting point if you haven't been to Show Me Shorts before to get a kind of flavour for the overall event. There's some familiar faces like Tom Sainsbury and Marlon Williams in the selections here. There's a boxing nun, an AI robot, a dedicated teacher, and a Palestinian man trying to return home. It kind of covers a little bit of everything.
It really does.
So there you go, Show Me Shorts. This will be screening for the next couple of weeks. And towards the end of the month, there'll be an on-demand component, so I'll let folks know about that a bit closer to the time.
Cool.
But for those of you wanting to watch some stuff at home, we'll talk about this show a little bit more next week, but just a little bit of a tip before I exit for the day. Tim Robinson, who I adore for his painful comedy. Fans of I Think You Should Leave will know exactly what I'm talking about, or the film Friendship. He's got a new show called The Chair Company. Ooh. And this, I was trying to think of what this is most, I mean, besides his own stuff, I was trying to think about what this most feels like. And probably the thing I landed on was the Nathan Fielder show, The Curse. It's sort of very dark and dry comedy mixed with a kind of big dose of the surreal. This starts streaming on Neon from the 13th of October. Watch the first episode. Let's talk about that next week.
Things to look forward to.
And this, I guess the kind of non-spoilery synopsis of this would be that Tim plays a chap working in an office. He's got a big presentation. Something goes wrong with a chair. It couldn't have been an accident. This must be a conspiracy that goes all the way to the top. Or at least his character thinks so. So love a good story of a dude kind of spiraling.
Classic.
I mean, who doesn't love spiraling dudes, right?
Especially about a chair, because there's something wrong with mine. It keeps falling over.
I've got a lot of questions. Let's take those off here.
Perfect.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.